It's all for you and you and you and me and you. Me and you. Me and you.
Maggie Longmire from Teachers and Travelers. That was Me and You. She's our guest on Flipside. Maggie, it's great to have you. What can you tell me about the Sing for the Climate concert coming up on June 29th at the World's Fair Park?
Well, it began with initially an idea that evolved. A group in Knoxville, the Tennessee Interfaith Power and Light organization, which is a group of faith-based organizations who are working together for climate change. And they wanted to have an event to raise awareness for climate change. And one of the individuals working with that group asked me if I would be willing to contribute, knowing I was a musician, see if I would be willing to be involved. And so I went to a meeting and found out what they were going for, and we decided that we would do a concert in Knoxville so we would access more people, music lovers, and folks who are interested in climate change.
Well, the environment's tied up in everything. And also, it's a topic, I got to say, that, you know, when we were growing up, people were definitely aware of it, but it seemed like a fringe topic. Whereas now, it seems like the environment is no longer a fringe topic. It can't be a fringe topic anymore.
No, it's more urgent, and it's widespread, and it's evident that we have, in fact, impacted our environment in a serious way. And, you know, I think one of the first steps for anybody is to just accept responsibility for the fact that that's what's happened. And we've been fortunate to live in a world with abundance. And I think we went to sleep in a way, you know, and we overused. And particularly in this country, what's true is we're one of the biggest producers of carbon emissions because of our lifestyle. And it's about us taking responsibility about what we've created and trying to find solutions to course correct. So that's part of it. It's just saying, hey, you know, yeah, we're the ones. Now we're choosing to be the ones to change our behavior. One of the positive things is we've been fortunate enough to have people who have dedicated their lives to science and technology and innovation. They know how to help us out of this. They really do. And if we'll listen to them and take action, we can put the brakes on. We can put the brakes on, and we can create a different future from the one that we might have if we don't put the brakes on. So, you know, if you have kids or if you know kids, or, you know, for parents, to me it's an obvious thing, because the legacy of my generation, we're part of the problem. We've really enjoyed an abundance of using our resources in a sometimes very extravagant way. And so we need to change it.
Yeah, and I like that you said we, because two things. We did cause it. We, as you know, all of us, and we are the solution. There's nobody else we can go to. It's really been kind of fascinating. It's almost like you've wrecked, you know, the parents are out of town, and we just sort of got a little crazy, and we wrecked the house, and they're coming back. And now is the time, like, if everybody went to this party cleaned up, we can get it back to normal. Now, we're going to have to buy a new lamp, but and we're going to have to fill that pool back up. But, yeah, or drain it. We can fix it. But I don't think it's something that can just take a couple of people. We all have to be in on it.
Well, everybody has a reason to care about it. It's not like any one group can isolate themselves from the results of what we might be all, I mean, globally, what we'll all be looking at. But the ones who have created it are going to be in a little bit better shape than the ones who didn't.
Now, when you were getting involved in this, did certain performers just pop in your mind and say, we've got to have these folks or we got to have those folks? How did the performers come to you?
Well, that's interesting. There are some performers that I've known and loved for years that I knew already were environmentalists, who were activists, and who would see this as a cause that, and Jay Clark is one of the first ones that came to mind, because he has always not only shown in his songwriting and his activism that he loves this earth and he wants us to take care of it. He has his doctorate in forestry. He loves singing about nature and being in nature, and he was an immediate yes, as I knew he would be. And he'll be bringing some beautiful original material to the concert. And the Emancipators, a group that at least two of their members are involved in the Narrow Ridge project, which is a sustainability project up in Granger County. And they're also quite active in other events like Earth Fest and things like that, where people are talking about the environment and how we can take better care of our planet. So Guy Osborne is one of my neighbors. He lives in Holston Hills, and we get together every now and then. So he was a yes, and his group, the Emancipators. So looking forward to what they're bringing. A group called the Accidentals. Those folks are a cluster of singers and guitarists that just blend beautifully. Their song list. I went to see them recently just to check out their. I said, let me go see your set list. And so they were playing downtown, and they were just knocking me out one song right after the other. You know, and I said, well, this is going to be tough. So from that standpoint, the first few were easy. And then we wanted to have some other folks to deliver some brief messages to the audience. So we'll have Dr. Logan from over at the university to speak to the group. And other individuals who are part of our collection of partners, which, as you can see from the list there, it's pretty broad. Because everything we do, everything we could do to help work on the issue can be a win-win choice if we decide to make it that way. So, you know, we have an election coming up. We have political choices. The city will have a plan. The community can have a plan. Every household can have a plan. So, you know, there's so many levels. And so I kept thinking to myself, what's been my process? Okay, so it was one to wake up to it, and two, to educate myself, to read, to look things up, to get broader views, different sources, to talk to people who know about it, to go to a few meetings where people were discussing different topics, and then to get activated to make some choices, because the choices we make are where that's how we're going to get our results. So if we just read about it but we don't act on it, okay, we're going to stay stuck. So taking action is really the thrust of and the result we want from this concert. We want to get people fired up. We want to get them motivated. And for me, the best tool I have is music.
Well, this concert sounds like a wonderful place to start. It's Sing for the Climate concert. Again, it's Saturday, June the 29th from 2 to 5. It's free, and it's at the Tennessee Amphitheater World's Fair Park. It's a zero-waste event, which means, among other things, bring your water bottle.
That's
don't
right.
Don't expect cups to throw away. The lineup is fantastic. You can find out more by visiting climateknoxville.org. You can see the full lineup. Maggie Longmire, sure enjoyed having you in.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the time. And I'd like to just very quickly acknowledge the committee.
Sure.
Louise Gornflow, Kent Manault, Roberta Boone, Paul Lauterman, and Jennifer Allridge have all been working very hard to put this together. And please go visit climateknoxville.org. And there's all kinds of information there where you can look at individuals who are playing on our stage and find out more about them and how to access their music, and check out all the partners. And they have great websites where you can find great information, accurate information, see who's doing what, and you'll get to meet those folks and talk with those folks at the concert. And I think you'll really be glad that you took off a little time on a pretty sunny Saturday afternoon, come down to the World's Fair Park, and sing with us. We were going to join our voices together, and from there, take action.
Sounds like a plan.
It is a plan.
There were children crying and colors flying.